Today in Lausanne, Switzerland, there is an Olympic competition of sorts in which the ultimate winner doesn't get a medal, but instead hands over up to $2 billion. Three major television networks turn in their bids in hopes of winning the U.S. broadcast rights to the 2010 and 2012 Olympics. NPR's Tom Goldman reports it's a high-stakes competition critical to the future of the Games.
When cities bid on hosting the Olympics, and they win, the moment usually is filled with fireworks and euphoria. That was the scene televised 2 years ago on CNN right after Beijing secured the 2008 Summer Games.
I don't know if you can hear with all the celebration going on in the background. Mike, can you hear us?
It's a remarkable celebration. There's going to be a big party here all night long.
Bidding on Olympic broadcast rights and winning certainly doesn't trigger this kind of mass rejoicing. Maybe you'll catch a glimpse of TV execs hugging and high-fiving. But veteran Olympic reporter Ed Hula, who edits the electronic newsletter Around the Rings, says those broadcast rights are just as important.
The TV rights drives the engine, if you will, and it's the thing that perhaps matters the most if you want to have modern-day Olympic Games.
The rights fees from U.S. networks represent close to two-thirds of the international TV money that substantially finances the International Olympic Committee and its member sports federations. Today in Lausanne, NBC, ABC, and Fox delivered to the IOC their sealed bids to broadcast the Winter Games of 2010 and the Summer Games of 2012. Some believe the winning bid could be as high as $2 billion, a record for two games. It would be a significant amount of money, says Turner Sports executive producer Mike Pearl, considering all the uncertainty surrounding those two Olympics, which don't yet have cities to host them.
Where the Olympics will be held and what the political situation will be in those countries so many years from now, and what people will want to watch, what the television landscape will be so many years from now.
The landscape could change dramatically between now and 2010, Pearl says, considering what's already going on with information technology.
Being able to send instant messages on your telephone or your pager, as far as getting information from wire services and or other information services right on your hip or on your phone, that's changing far quicker than it had in the past.
The uncertainty tied to events 7 and 9 years away, combined with the huge fee, prompted CBS to pull out of the competition. The IOC has reacted to the uncertainty by stressing the need for bids that are diverse and flexible, covering not just broadcast TV, but cable, internet, and other services that can promote the Olympics. For instance, ABC, which is owned by the Walt Disney Company, could involve Disney theme parks, conjuring up images of Donald Duck winning the Disney World downhill. ABC and Fox, at least, have been given a chance to win the bid this time around. 8 years ago, NBC was criticized for signing a secret deal with the IOC, a $3.5 billion contract that gave NBC the Olympics from 2000 to 2008. No secret deals this time, but also no guaranteed winners this weekend. IOC officials say if they don't like any of the bids, they could delay the decision for another year. Tom Goldman, NPR News.